drinking. Eat your carrots, they're good for your eyes. Eat your spinach, it'll put hair on your chest. Drink your orange juice, you need the vitamin C. Drink your milk, it'll give you strong bones. Parents give kids reasons to eat and drink certain things by citing the benefits of doing so. Our Lord does the same thing for us by telling us that Holy Communion is his body and his blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. We need the forgiveness of sins. In the explanation of the fifth petition, we say, we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. Sin is not just something we did when younger. It's not just something we did before we were brought to Christ. We sin every day. When we read the Passion reading, we should not be thinking how terrible those Jews or those Romans were for crucifying Jesus. No, we should be thinking how terrible we are. I wish that Lenten hymn, which sings about all that they did to Jesus, would be rewritten like this. I crowned thy head with thorns. I struck, I scourged thee. I gave thee gall to drink. I still decry thee. I crucify thee. Then maybe we'd see reality. Jesus is crucified not just because the crowd's only king was Caesar, but because our king is only Caesar too. Why else would we despair so much over what happens in Washington? Why else do we become so intense over earthly political matters? And Jesus isn't crucified just because Pilate washed his hands. No, it's because we do too. We don't take responsibility for our worry. No, we say everybody does it. We don't take responsibility for our fearing. No, we justify saying we wouldn't be afraid. Who wouldn't be afraid? We don't take responsibility for not loving God above all things. No, we think it's normal and natural that we love self, spouse, and family above God. We need forgiveness. Without it, we will be punished now and in eternity. But that's not all we need. We also need what flows from forgiveness. We need life and salvation too. Because we can feel our heart beating, we foolishly believe we have life in ourselves. No, sinners only have death in themselves. What ripens and blooms in us is not life, but death. Within the first 18 to 25 years of our life, we grow. But what do we mature into? Death and decay. Teeth rot. Hair falls out. Strength diminishes. Even perfect Adam and Eve did not have life in themselves. They needed food from God, the tree of life, to preserve the life that God had given them. But fallen Adam and Eve needed something else, not just life, but salvation. God could have given them unending life, even in their fallen state, by just allowing them to eat of the tree of life. But God drove them out of the garden, lest they take from the tree and live forever in their fallen state. So it is with us. We need much more than just our heart to continue to beat. We need to be redeemed out of this fallen condition. We need not just life, but salvation. Not just this life extended by years, but a new redeemed life. We need forgiveness, life, and salvation. But we don't seek them in the body and blood of Christ any more than the Romans and the Jews did. They could use the blood of Christ as a curse. They could pity the body of Christ. But they didn't look to these for forgiveness, life, or salvation. Neither do we. We know we look to ourselves for forgiveness. That's why we say or we think such things as, how can I ever forgive myself? Or, I'll never forgive myself. That's why we are such suckers for self-esteem movements. We really do think that being forgiven involves our view of ourselves. If we didn't think that, we wouldn't be so quick to justify ourselves, that is, to engage in self-justification. I had to do this or that because, well, there really was no other way. Or they deserved it. We look to ourselves for life too. Not just forgiveness, but life. Before you take issue with how I say we do this, consider our Lord told us that we have no power to extend our life at all. But we believe we do. We look to what we eat and drink, thinking that less fat, more bran, and antioxidants will extend our days. We look to our running, walking, riding, or health clubs to lengthen the life that God said we can extend. We look to the medicines of mere men to lengthen the life of this body given by God. The same with salvation. Oh, this is an even greater miracle than physical life. We think the ideas of men have at least some merit to them. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, men turning into angels. Well, that was a plausible means of salvation. In the 60s and 70s, salvation seemed plausible in the Hindu teaching of reincarnation. In the 80s, the idea that salvation would come from extraterrestrials was popular. In the 90s, well, eternal life was found in everything from spirit guides to comets to vampires. In the 21st century, well, it's technology. Uploaded consciousness, avatars, exoskeletons. Fallen humans crave forgiveness, life, and salvation. Our Lord wants us to seek them in this meal. That's why he told us this is his body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. He wants us to come to this altar seeking these things from him. We come not to show our love, but our need. Not to give something, whether it be devotion or obedience to him, but to get things from him. Yes, I know this appears to be a lowly place to seek such high things from. Yes, it seems more likely that forgiveness would be found in my heart, that life would be found in my diet and exercise, that salvation would be found in some alien technology. It doesn't look like there should be forgiveness, life, or salvation in these things any more than those things look to be in Jesus himself. To most people who met Jesus on earth, he wasn't God in the flesh. No, only whose eyes the Holy Spirit had opened said, "The Word was made flesh and we saw his glory." The Jews could only see Jesus as God's enemy, not God. Pilate could only see a deluded man, not God. Herod could see a man worthy of ridicule, not God. The women on the Via Dolorosa could only see a pitiable man, not God. So, what do you see here? Bread and wine? Yes, but also the body and blood Jesus gave for sinners to get forgiveness. St. Ambrose said, "If every time the blood is poured out, it is poured out for the remission of sins, I ought to receive it always, that my sins may always be forgiven me. Because I constantly sin, I constantly need to have the remedy." Here is the remedy for your sins. Look no more to your heart for forgiveness. It matters not to God whether or you do or don't, can or can't forgive yourself. It matters not to him if you can figure out how come you should be forgiven. What avails before God is the body and blood of his Son. He can't get past these to get to your sins. The perfect body of his Son stops him. The perfect blood of his Son prevents him. He can't find your sins because they've been carried away by Jesus' body and swept away by Jesus' blood. Here too, at this altar, is the life that you ache for. You feel yourself aging, decaying, dying. Luther said of this sacrament, "In a visible way, the tree of life bends down its branches to earth and puts its fruit within our reach." In our large catechism, we say, we must never regard the sacrament as a harmful thing, but as pure, wholesome, soothing medicine which aids and quickens us in body and soul. Chrysostom said, "This table is the strength of our soul, the power of our minds, our very life." The 4th century apostolic constitutions direct the deacon to give the cup with these words, the blood of Christ, the cup of life. Ever since fallen man was driven from the tree of life, he has searched for a fountain of youth. If you knew where one was, you'd go to it, wouldn't you? You would sell all that you had, make the most treacherous journey, if need be, to get there. Well, here it is. Jesus said his flesh is life-giving. Here is his flesh for you. Jesus said the person who ate his body and drank his blood would live forever. So eat, drink, live. I don't encourage you to stop taking medicine, but I do urge you to take the medicine of immortality. That's what the early church, Luther too, called Holy Communion. They viewed communion as God's means for transforming these bodies of death and decay into immortal ones. We count on the protein we eat to turn into cells, the vitamin D we take in to turn into bones. We count on the carrots that we eat to help our eyes. What can't eating and drinking the body and blood of God do? That brings us to the last benefit of communion again. It gives eternal salvation. Luther said this too. The mouth, the throat, the body, which eats Christ's body, should also profit from it so it will live eternally and be resurrected on the last day. This is the heavenly power and the profit of Christ's body going into our body during the Lord's Supper. Another place Luther says, this food changes him who eats it into itself and makes him like itself, spiritual, living, and eternal. Now, if this doesn't blow your mind, you're just not listening. I'm telling those of you with a heavy conscience, come here for relief. I'm telling you who hear your bones creaking and your hearts faltering, come here for life. I'm telling you who know that this life cannot be all that there is, come here for eternal salvation. I admit that this sounds like the raving of a lunatic, but this is the word of the Lord. That's where Luther finally comes down. He says, forgiveness, life, and salvation are given us through these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That's what Jesus says. Luther doesn't ask us to understand it or reason it out. He says these benefits are here because Jesus said so. And that's how I commune. I say, Lord, I feel no forgiveness in my heart, but you say forgiveness is at your table for me. I see no life on that table, but you say it's here. I see nothing eternal but only temporal bread and wine there, but you say eternal salvation, life, and forgiveness are all here. So I come here for them. Perhaps it would help if God labeled communion the way food products are. We'd read ingredients, bread, wine, body, and blood, amount per serving, forgiveness, 100%, life, 100%, salvation, 100%, number of servings, countless. Amen.